Through minicamp, the common thread and the tone seemed to be tempo. Through training camp, would it be physicality?
I would say it's both that, tempo and physicality. And we saw it yesterday when first day we were in pads, just the number of reps they're getting in and how quickly they're getting in and out of the huddle and the situations that we're working on that could potentially happen during the game. Mike Zimmer and his coaching staff are doing a great job trying to get our team prepared for anything possible that could happen.
New offensive coordinator Norv Turner, formerly a head coach for three teams, also a two-time Super Bowl champion, is offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. He's with us now. What have you noticed to this stage, Rick, about Norv Turner's approach?
Norv, you know, his resume speaks for itself. How he coaches out there, he's a great technician. He's very demanding on the players, but the players definitely respect it. And you can see the improvement on all of our guys so far.
Your rookie quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, through the camps and now through training camps, specifically with pads on, what have you seen? What do you like?
You know, Teddy has a lot of talent, and we're very fortunate to get him where we're able to get him and go up and trade up to get him at the 32nd pick. The one thing that really sticks out is his work ethic. I mean, he's putting in the extra time. He's the first one in the building, last one to leave. I was in there working out this morning, and they had an early session that was volunteer, and all of the starting offensive linemen were in there, and Teddy was right with them. So he's doing all those little things that you look for in a young guy that will lead into a leadership type role. And he's done that since he's walked his first day, he walked in the building.
He went 32nd overall, did Teddy Bridgewater. Rick traded up to get him. But with the ninth overall pick in the draft, they took a 6'5", 255-pound guy who runs a 4.5 40. His name's Anthony Barr. I want to call him linebacker Anthony Barr, but I've seen him work out extensively with the defensive linemen, too, so you can't really pigeonhole who Anthony Barr is.
No, and Coach Zimmer is great at defining roles for each guy on this team. And once we get down to the 53, what specifically their role is going to be to help us win ball games. And Anthony is such a unique athlete that you see him line up as a linebacker behind the defensive line, dropping into coverage. You see him line up as a linebacker and blitzing through the A-gap. And then on third down, you see him sometimes standing up. You see him sometimes with his hand down as a nickel pass rusher. So he's young. He's got, you know, we're working on the technical things. But from an athletic standpoint, it's rare that you find a guy to play multiple positions to potentially help you win ball games.
For Coach Zimmer, is cross-training, so to speak, important? In other words, Barr, linebacker, defensive lineman, Motti, inside, outside. I saw Captain Munnerlin at safety during the mandatory minicamp a little bit. It seems like he wants to put a lot of guys in a lot of different spots.
What he's trying to find out, and this whole coaching staff is trying to find out, is what do these guys do best? And by putting him in different situations and different spots on the field, you're finding out what that player's strength is and what that player's weakness is. And once they determine that, then they can really start defining and honing in on the roles as we get ready to open up against St. Louis.
In this style of defense Mike Zimmer plays, it seems from afar there's a lot of stress put on the cornerbacks to handle guys for a period of time. That's why you drafted Xavier. Is this perfect for him?
Just seeing him from where he was in the beginning of training camp last year, and you've seen him kind of progress through the season, and I think all these rookie corners that come into this league, it takes some time to adjust to the type of receivers that they're facing. And you've seen him from where he was week one, and then he really got into a role towards the end of the season. Coach Zimmer and Jerry Gray and John Gannon, those guys in our secondary, are doing a great job teaching technique not only to Xavier, but all of our secondary guys and the assignments and what they have to do. And so we're very excited about where Xavier is, and he's continuing to progress, but we have high expectations for Xavier Rhodes.
And fans should be very excited about the contract extension recently given to tight end Kyle Rudolph, who sadly missed half the season last year with a broken foot, but before that played 31 of 32 games. I know that was a priority for you.
That was one of our priorities heading into this training camp, and we're trying to identify our core young guys and guys that we want to try to extend a year early before they get out of their rookie contract. Kyle definitely fit that. He's been a vital part of our offense, and I think in Norv's offense and how important a tight end is, Kyle's going to really thrive, and we were very excited to get that deal done yesterday.
Last one, offensively, Adam Thielen from Detroit Lakes had a fantastic offseason for the Minnesota Vikings through the rookie camp, organized team activities, and the mini camp. How's he doing at training camp?
You know, from where he left off through the off season. You know, we even see it yesterday when the pads come on, still continue to make plays. And he's made tremendous strides from last year. And just how he's progressed, we're very excited to see where he ends up by the time we get out of training camp here and if he's going to be a viable option for us. But he's worked extremely hard. He's another kid that comes in early, works his tail off to try to improve. And those are the kind of guys you can win with.